Hey everyone, how you doing? This is Virgie Lindsay, your host. I know y'all haven't heard from me since dinosaur years. How y'all doing out there? I just came in to break through just a little bit and hope everything is going well for you. And I haven't been on here so long. It took me a minute. I was like 5 minutes late because I was trying to figure out the dashboard again because I haven't been here on so long. But I would truly like somebody to call in. I'm just calling to find out how everybody is doing. Everybody that I know from here, they don't hardly do a show anymore, but I'm going to keep Blog Talk Radio around and just because I want to and because they've been so good to me. So I thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for all the things you've done for me, all the guests you've allowed me to interview and being a host. And I don't know nothing about this, being a host, but being able to interview top-notch people from around the world. I'm talking about Grammy nominees, Grammy Award winners, Stellar Award winners, so much more. Oscar winners. Oh, my God, I didn't realize this until just right now how much that Blog Talk Radio has blessed me, and I will never forget that. So let me try to find out how to get back. So Blog Talk, I want them to call me in. If you want to call in and get any advice or anything, or you have something you want to share, I love promoting other people. That's one thing I'm really big about. So you all can call in at 516-590-0340. I don't know if anybody out there listening because I'm getting in here kind of late. I did another, I did a cameo appearance with their show. It went off for one of my friend's birthdays, and today is my sister's birthday as well. And I want to wish Lucy Lindsay a very happy birthday. She turned 64. She's going to say, I said, how old are you today, girl? She's going to say, work. My crazy stuff. She said, ain't no 54, because Lucy got a mean, she on the mean side. She said, well, she's really quiet up. But she talked like that, but she's not mean enough. But I said, I know how old you are because I was born in 59. You were born in 57. I am 62, so that makes you 64. So I made her laugh, and I got in with her late because she have a lot of disabilities right now, and God's dealing with her. God's going to heal her. But my mom, my nephew had went out there. They're kind of like 50 or 60 miles away from where I'm at. But my nephew had went out there. He just got back from Hawaii. Hey, Justice, I mentioned you on my show. He got back from Hawaii, and he took them some, I think, a gift card from Cracker Barrel. So she was eating. I just talked to her like 15 minutes ago. She was eating her some meatloaf and mashed potatoes, whatever she heard from Cracker Barrel for my mom and my nephew. We gave them a really nice gift certificate because my nephew, he helped my mom out too. My mom is 89 years old, and she's still driving. My mom be doing the most. I pray that I can get a few more years and still be doing the same. But anyway, welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. And if you would like to call in, you have advice. I like to give advice. I love to give advice. But it's always good advice. You can call in at 516-590-0340. And I'm not going to be here long, but I want you to know also I'm a published author. I published two books, Grateful Gifts Beyond Descriptions. I'm on Amazon for that still. These books are old, y'all. These are not books I published like yesterday. And OMG, oh my God, that's my autobiography. But you can look them up both on Amazon and Arthur House as well. So, and you can go into the bookstore and buy one. As a matter of fact, I visited. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know where you all are at, but welcome to my show. And today I visited a bookstore. Let me see, I had the card on it. Let me see if I can get the card in case you're in Phoenix and you like to. And I found out a bunch of local artists. I never knew that. We need to get together and do something because so many local artists is doing things out there. And I was at, I think it's Grad, Grassroots Books, and it's on 12th Street in Washington, between Washington and Jefferson. It's right there on the corner right there. So you can go up there and get your books. They got all kind of books in there, and it's really nice. They also sell some juices over there. And then next door is a place called Afri Soul Marketplace, and they have so many nice, I mean, African gear. I mean, it's so amazing now to me. You know, I don't know if you like it or whatever, but I love African gear. So I just wanted to come in and say hello to everyone, and I forgot about my show here. I'm grateful for it. I'm upgraded one day. When I have time, I'm writing my third book right now, and it's challenging. It's going to take a while because it's fictional, and it's scary. So my thoughts come and go in writing that. You get writer's block when you go like and reach very far. Like I reach real far in whatever I'm doing, so I go very far to challenge myself, but. I wrote so many notes around. I get thoughts like when I'm doing something else and I have to hurry up and write them down. So now I have to piece some more of the book together. I'm piecing it together, you all, though, but it's very hard being a writer. I'm going to be a serious writer. I would like to make a scary movie. And I love scary movies, but I'm so afraid of scary movies. It's a shame how I'd be like, after the movie be going up, I'll be looking all around. That old type of stuff. I'll be looking all around like, what is going on? But it don't be nothing going on. It just be my mind. But anyway, I just want to say, if you all want to call in and promote yourself, give me a call. You can call in at 516-590-0340. I would like to say another happy birthday to Apostle Kevin Showers. This is birthday today as well as my sister's, Lucy. So happy birthday to the both of you. And Apostle Kenton Rogers, thank you so much for allowing me to call in. I'm sorry I didn't get in for live for the show, but he was still on, Apostle Showers was still on the line when I called in, so I did get a chance to personally tell him happy birthday. And you can cop my book, Grateful Gifts Beyond Description and OMG Oh My God on Amazon.com, or you can just call me whenever, you know. Call me through Facebook. I'm at facebook.com/Virgie Lindsay, or you can just look up Virgie Lindsay. And I have a few pages there, but you can go to the page that has, I almost have 5,000 friends on that page. It goes up to 5,000 and go back down. So I don't really worry about that. I focus like basically on what I'm doing, and my best advice in the whole world for everyone is to just stay focused on what you're doing, because people, they will hate you, but it's up to you how you're going to take it personal or not. Just don't take that personal. Just know it's a part of the plan, of God's plan, like Drake said, God's plan. And I don't know what kind of God he served. I'm not saying you don't serve the true and living God, L.L. Young. I'm not saying that, but you have to go by L.L. Young's plan for your life, because I don't know all these rich and famous people. They said they selling their soul, but I don't know a person in the world that have told me they selling their soul or have announced it publicly. So I can't even vouch for that. But I'm just saying, just know the God that you serve and the one that you need to pray to about your success, about what you want to do, about your protective, about what you say, how you speak to others, how you treat others even. You know, you have to be very careful, because you can destroy a person's spirit by, you know, all the hatery. It really is unnecessary. What does it profit you? You know, what does it profit you? I'm talking like my mom talking about profit. I said profit you. Profit you to mess somebody's spirit up and their dreams up. It profits you nothing. I don't care if you're a hater or you just jealous or envious or just spiteful. Some people just say wrong things and it'd be wrong timing. Sorry, I got to drink some water. I made me a smoothie. I took a picture and put it on Facebook. It's so good. It's a cool. I make. Well, it wasn't a smoothie. This was one of my favorites. It's a Kool-Aid slushie. So if you want to call in and you haven't heard my voice in a long time, it would be good to hear somebody's voice coming in. I know I came in late, and I'm going to be here another, I guess, another 15 minutes or so. But the calling number is 516-590-0340. My name is Virgie Lindsay, and I'm the author of a book entitled Grateful Gifts Beyond Descriptions, and also OMG, Oh My God, which is my autobiography. My book, Grateful Gifts Beyond Descriptions, is inspirational, spiritual, and historical event poems. So you can go in there and you can read poems such as, my historical event poems are such as Rosa Parks, President John F. Kennedy, Dr. Martin Luther King. It's so many, Columbine High School, I talk about so much, and it's really deep. So if you like really deep stuff and you love the truth, that book will be the one for you. But I have a lot of author friends that have books out there. Mark Lacy, I bought a few of his books. The Looking Heart, I remember very much. It's a poem book that he wrote, but he writes other things as well, other genres as well. And then my friend Vivi Monroe Congress, she writes great books too. And I'm only on my second book. I'm trying to run and catch up with them. This is TV Jakes. I'm coming for you. I'm on your step. Because they're encouraging folks. I'm not talking against people. But they're encouraging to see them keep on pressing. And like I said, this book, I would like to make it a movie, but it's hard to write. Because my imagination has to go full force at work. But when I have other things on my mind, it's hard to do. So this is why I'm writing this book. It's going to be a while before I finish this next one. It's going to be called Heaven and Hell. So imagine just the title, and that's what you're going to experience when you get the book, when God completes the book. You know, it's going to be awesome. And I believe that God is an awesome God because he does so many things for you and I, even to breathe in and breathe out. People's like, well, my life messed up. Your life is not messed up. When you breathe in and breathe out, your life is not messed up. There's nothing wrong with your life. God has blessed you. You're going to be all right. Just keep on trusting in God. Keep on pushing. You can't give up at this point in this time. The things that you're doing, if they don't seem fruitful, continue to do them. And don't forget to pay your tithes. I pay my tithes to Bishop Clarence E. McClintock. He gets my tithes. So find you a faith-based organization and pay your tithes, and God will bless you. It's in Malachi 3:10. It says that you would just sow your seed. In other words, he's telling you to pay your tithes. And then he says, test this in him. Test him and see if he will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you will not be able to contain it. And let me tell you a word I heard from Bishop Clarence E. McClendon a long time ago. He said, why you won't be able to contain it? Because it will sow into your kids and their children and their children. That's why we won't be able to contain it, because your children will be blessed. Well, at your seed, I'm going to say your seed, they will be blessed for your sowing. And I thank God for this little time I have with you. I don't really know. It say 8 of them, but I think the clock on here is stopped. So I don't know if you all still can hear me. But if you want to call in, you can call in. My number is 516-590-0340. I will be happy to promote you and the kingdom of God. If you have a conference coming up, if you have another talk show, I know other people are other venues, other networks rather, and people don't use the same resources that we used to use, but I love Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, it's been a blessing to me to be on Blog Talk Radio, because back in the day when I was here, I think the last interview I did with a lot of people, they were on VH1, I did an interview with Cabell. She's a Grammy nominee. I did an interview with Melba Moore. I did so many interviews here. Folks, it's been a blessing with people from all kind of walks of life. It's just been a blessing. Celebrity chefs, filmmakers. I mean, it's just been amazing. So that's why I come back here where it's my starting point. And I will never forget where I came from. You know, I came from poverty, and I will never forget that. But God has enlarged my territory. And my mother and father, they taught us, because my mother and father, we used to live in the projects. We moved here from Phoenix and Casa Grande, where I was born, Casa Grande, Arizona. We moved here, and we moved to the projects. I watched my mother and father go to school day and night, raise us at the same time. One would stay home, one would go. My mother became a nurse first, and then she liked teaching. Then she became a foster, both of them became foster parents. So I know the possibilities are real with God. And they took us to church every Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. I'm not where they at yet, but I'm striving to be the best I can. So I just want to invite y'all back to the show. I don't know when I'll be back on this show with your old Sergey Lindsay. I have no clue. But if God leads me here, this is where I'll be. But I just want to come and give Blog Talk Radio show props. And all the viewers, I've had over 50-something thousand viewers. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And tune in again. I'm going to post it on Facebook and share it with my friends over here. And you all, we only have 2 minutes and 12 seconds left. You want to call in? 516-590-0340. You can call in. But other than that, my books are on www.amazon.com, www.arthurhouse.com, createspace.com, and so many more places you can get my books on online bookstores and things like that. So let's promote each other, let's uplift each other, let's be encouraging to each other as we walk into the middle of this year. And don't forget those that out there that are in need. You might see them at the store. They may be begging money, you know, and we know they're going to go buy drugs. Go buy them something to eat and ask them, do you want something to eat? If they say no, you know exactly. They want some dope. So don't give them that money for dope. They want something to eat. Just go in there and buy them something to eat. So I thank God for the grace of this show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. And you can hit me up on Facebook, /Virgie Lindsay. And I got a call coming in, but I still got in something seconds left, so I'm going to close my show out with God bless you all and continue to be encouraged in all your efforts, all your endurance. You know there are haters out there, but throw your blinds up. Don't talk to them, telling them your business, where you're going, when you're going to do it, who you're doing it with. That's when you can just cut them off completely, because if they don't know nothing, there's nothing they can do, no negativity that can talk against you. So I love you all. I have 21 seconds left. So I'm just going to try to speed it up a little bit and say again, I love y'all. And I got a phone call coming in. Ain't no telling who calling. One of my children. But I have 9 of them. I love them so much. They're so great for me. All right, have a good night. Talk to y'all later. Bye.